Our scripture reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 to 15. Because of God's grace to me, I have laid the foundation like an expert builder. Now others are building on it, but whoever is building on this foundation must be very careful. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one we already have, Jesus Christ. Anyone who builds on that foundation may use a variety of materials, gold, silver, jewels, wood, hay, or straw. But on the judgment day, fire will reveal what kind of work each builder has done. The fire will show if a person's work has any value. If the work survives, that builder will receive a reward. But if the work is burned up, the builder will suffer great loss. The builder will be saved, but like someone barely escaping through a wall of flames. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
When we build a house, we first lay the foundation. We understand how important it is to lay the firm foundation. Otherwise, even though we build a beautiful house, and who knows in the later that something will happen. So in the life, in our life, also the Bible says it's like a building our life upon the foundation. So I want to take a moment to think about what type of foundation do I build my life on? Everybody is building their lives upon the foundation of values. Someone defines what value is as these things we believe are important in the way we live and work. So values are like success, or ambition, economy, fun, enjoyment, family, happiness. For some people, it would be faith, helping society make a difference. All different kinds of values people have, they build their life upon. And then we have to think about, then, what about believers? What about Christians? What type of foundation do we need to build our house, our life on? Today's scripture, Paul says, that whoever is building on this foundation must be very careful, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one we already have, Jesus Christ. He said, for the believers, we need to lay our foundation, and our foundation is Jesus Christ. Upon this foundation, we build the building. Last Sunday, we talked about Jesus as our only mediator between God and humanity. And Jesus came as a high priest, as a mediator, he offered himself for all times a single sacrifice for sin as a Lamb of God. Other priests offered the animals day by day and year by year. But Jesus, as a Lamb of God, he only offered once. And then he entered the Holy of Holies with the right hand of God, where God live and stay. And the Bible says he sat down at the right hand of God after offering himself. They remind most believers a story of Genesis. When God finished all work of creation, He rested from all his work. Then, what about other people? When God rest, then the people worked? Or we need to rest with God together? God wants his people to rest with him when he rest from all the work. He doesn't want us to go out the field and work when God have rest. It's because God has finished all work. There is nothing we can do. Only we mess up what God has done. If we try to. So that's what the Bible in the Hebrew chapter 10 says, but only we who believe can enter his rest, for all who have entered into God's rest have rested from their labors, just as God did after creating the world. So here's a point we need to remind. When we build our house, our life on the solid foundation of Jesus Christ, first of all, we have to stop working and start resting. Stop working, but start resting. Which means, don't work for your salvation. Don't work for the things that God already has done for you. We need to learn to rest on the finished work of Jesus Christ. This is why we are observing a Lenten season as we journey to the whole Good Friday and Easter. Reminding that on the cross, Jesus has done all work. It is finished. He said it is finished. And we need to understand what Jesus has done, and we need to rest on all the works that Jesus has done. But as a human being, we tend to be driven to do something. So Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. That's how we feel in this life journey. We try to do something that God already has done, and then we end up with this weary and tiredness and feel burdened and oppressed. And Jesus said, come, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For what? Learn from me. Learn from what I have done for you. Learn from who I am to you. Learn from the cross. I mean, Tuesday afternoon class, they learn about the cross by John Stott. It's a very, very good book. And I wish I would attend that class too. But all things that we need to learn during this journey, during this time, what God has done to us through his son, Jesus Christ. And you will find rest for your soul. When we learn to rest, then we will find rest. That is why the Ten Commandments remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. God wants us to remember what? For the things God has done. There's nothing we need to do. Yes, there are something we God want us to do something, but creation is perfect. We have to understand that. God said it is good. Don't mess up with my work. Jesus said, it is finished. My work is all good. It's done. Deal. Don't mess up. Don't add any your work. It is done for you. Remember the Sabbath day and take rest. So that is the first condition when we try to build our life upon the foundation of Jesus Christ. Stop working, stop resting. We need to learn to rest. And also, we need to rely on the truth of Christ. Once again, Jesus is our foundation, and we need to rely upon the truth of Jesus Christ. Let me ask you a question. This is a real question. I want you to raise your hand. How many believe that you are a sinner? Raise your hand. Thank you. Another question. How many you believe you are a saint? Okay, just only a few. I'm going to ask you a question again. Am I a Korean or American? How many believe I am a Korean? Raise your hand. Okay, Jason, raise your hand. How many believe I am American? Raise your hand. Okay, good. How about the equal number? Those who heard me last week knew that I was naturalized, not neutralized. 30-some years ago. So, I have an American name, Joseph, and my citizenship belongs to America, United States of America. Legally, I am an American citizen. So in this way, if you raise that I am an American, you are right. So my citizenship has been transferred from Korea to America. So whenever I go, I carry that document, a U.S. passport. When I go to even Korea, they consider me as American, not a Korean, because they knew from my legal document that I am American. But those who raise their hands that I am Korean, because it's not a legal issue, but it's more like cultural thing that I am a Korean. In that sense, and the ethnic Korean, and I carry Korean, still Korean tradition in my life. So in this sense, you may say I am Korean, but legally, I am not. I am American. I am learning to be American in cultural thing, many things. So that is who I am. Why I am bringing this one? Because you have to understand yourself upon the truth. Truth is, you are not a sinner. surprise you, right? You are not a sinner. You are saint if you believe in Jesus Christ. The Bible says when we believe in Jesus Christ, we were transferred from kingdom of darkness to kingdom of light. So culturally, you may feel still you are carrying a lot of the habit and cultural things from old you when you live in the kingdom of darkness in this world. But legally, you are citizen of God's kingdom. You are saint, holy people. That's why the Bible keeps saying every piece of letter in the first one or two verses in chapter 1, the Paul said to the saints, not sinners, who are in Ephesians, to the church in Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Jesus Christ, called to be saints, to all the saints in Philippi, remember, you are not sinner anymore, you are saints. If you still believe that I am a sinner, that's a false truth. It's like I am a Korean. Yes, culturally I'm a Korean, but legally I am not. In the same way, you feel that you sin, that's why you think you are a sinner. No. You are God's people. You are children of God. You are saints. That is the truth. That's the change, transformation that you experience through Jesus Christ. So I'm going to ask you one more time. How many believe you still you are a sinner? Okay. How many believe you are a saint? More hands I can see. So there are people who still wondering and confusing where I'm a sinner or a saint, where I am. Once again, we do have here sinner and saint. Those who believe in Jesus Christ are saints, and still those who are still on the journey to know who Jesus Christ and has not opened heart and received Jesus Christ into your heart, you are still not transport, you are not a citizen of the United States. Like the travelers who travel from other countries living here, you are not naturalized yet, but you live in this America, and your citizenship belongs to your home country. And even though you live in America, yes, in the church, we have these two groups. But you have to understand this distinction in order to build your life. So all genuine Christians are saints who sin. Make sense? When the Bible says that you are saint, it's not that you are sinless person. No. God knows who we are. But God said, you are saints. You are children of God who sin. The night before Jesus died, he had a last minute, the moment with the disciples. And he brought the basin of water to wash their feet. And Peter said, oh, no, Jesus, you cannot do that. Jesus said, unless you washed, I washed you. You have no share with me. Really? Then God, not only my feet, wash my whole body. And here Jesus said, those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean, and you are clean. Disciples, Yet they had a bath. They only need to wash their feet every day when they come into the house. When we believe in Jesus Christ, there is a things that happens in our lives. First of all, the sin, Jesus paid penalty for our sin. Penalty of sin is death. But Jesus died for us in place of us. So he paid a penalty. That is why we are justified, we are righteous, we have eternal life, not death. The penalty of sin has been done deal with Jesus Christ on the cross. But we understand that the sin is still here in the presence and still have a power to tempt us, and we are tempted to the sin. So there's another the promise. Yes, you are now saved. You are delivered from the death to life. But understand that there is a power of sin still here. The presence of sin still here has a power to tempt you. I will provide ways to overcome. That comes to the washing feet. I will cleanse you. I will forgive you. I will help you. Until the moment when the presence of sin been disappeared in a new kingdom. This is our journey. So God knows we, even though we are saints, we sin, we tempted. You understand this distinction in order to live this life. So, because what Jesus has done for me, now I am not a sinner. I am a saint. I'm not a child of wrath, but a child of God. I am not opened, but I have a father, belong to family of God. I am not forsaken, but accepted. These are the truths that we need to build our lives upon the foundation of Jesus Christ. That is why Romans chapter 12, verse 2 said, be transformed by the renewing your mind. Because many times, since we are living in this old way of life, our mind is being programmed into that one. Even though we live in new world and in the kingdom of God, our mind is not being changed dramatically once. We battle with our old way of life. So we need to renewing our mind that I am not belong to there, I belong to God. God is my King, my Lord, my Savior. I am saved, forgiven, and then I don't die. I have eternal life. How do we know? That is why God has given us His book, the Bible, all the truth. So when we understand, when we read, we have to change, reprogram our mind into the truth. Discard all falsehood. Why we need to be transformed by renewing our mind. And the Paul said, every believer who have a foundation of Jesus Christ is going to build a house. Some will build gold, silver, jewels, which will not be burned later, but others will build wood, hay, straw. Even though that is an awesome, good building, if we build our house, the life on the foundation of Jesus Christ with the wrong materials, we waste our time. That is why so many believers, they live under the pressure of sin. They live under the pressure of unworthiness. I mean, because they sin, everybody sin, but they feel so bombarded with this sin and their lifestyle, so they feel they're so unworthy to come forward to God. Every time when they come, God, I sin. And God said, I know. But one thing, remember, you are my child. You are my son. I will provide a way. So stop building your life up with wood, hay, straw, but start building your life with gold, silver, jewels, the truth of God, with the teachings of Jesus Christ. Don't believe what other people say. Don't believe what this world says about you. Believe what God says to you. Believe what God has done for you. And start from there and live your life and build your life. That is the building gold, silver, and jewel. So back in the first question, what types of foundation do I build my life on? I challenge you to evaluate your foundation, whether it is Jesus Christ or other values that you build your life. First of all, you need to have a right foundation. And second thing, if you believe you have it, foundation of Jesus Christ, then what kind of materials am I using to build my house? This is a Lenten journey that we examine our relationship with God and be thankful, learn to rest, and rely on the truth, not other opinions, thought, and teachings. Let us pray. Dear Lord our God, we come before you understanding that you are the mediator that brought us to the Holy of Holies, the throne grace, and where we find the rest. And thank you, Lord, that you became foundation of our life. And Lord, still there are people who are on this journey to find out who you are, what it means to have a faith in you. We ask you, Lord, to release the wisdom, understanding to their mind so that they may understand the work of Jesus Christ, the finished work for their salvation. You have given us truth and ask us to renew our mind so that we can be transformed, we can live a transformed life. And as a church, we are on this journey to read a one-year Bible. And as we read your word, speak to us the truth. And help us change our mind into your will, your truth. Thank you, Jesus. All this we pray in the name of our Lord, our Savior, Redeemer, the Healer, Mediator, the Foundation, Jesus Christ. Amen.